Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This is a special edition of the NFL show with my co-host, Clint and Finn Doug. How are you guys?
Pretty good, Eric. Good. Pretty good.
Tonight, we'll be recapping the Super Bowl last night, where the congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid for winning the Super Bowl. Just a big shout-out to Andy Reid. And then we'll be talking about the SFL starting next week. Doug, do you want to start with the plugs and then we'll get started?
Okay. You got to make sure to listen to our buddies over at the Dirt Sheet Dudes, Anthony Boxman and Smark. They air on Wednesdays and Friday nights, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They also do a movie show, The Hollywood Hangout, every other Saturday. They're busy guys. And plus, you know, Boxman helps us out by helping to edit our show. So Boxman's a very busy man. But listen to them now. Because we're on Fridays too, you listen to us before you listen to them. But anyway, that's another story. Well, we usually go on at 9, so you can listen to us for an hour, and then once we, I mean, we'll probably offend you enough by nine fifteen to where you'll be ready to listen to them. So, so listen to them. Also, listen to us on Friday nights, blogtalkradio.com, and of course, when it drops, all the major podcast platforms. I think are. Eric, isn't there something going on with the majority of the podcast platforms?
Yeah, it's only on Spotify and Google Play right now. I'm still working on transferring the feed.
Oh, okay. All right, well, listen to us on Spotify and Google Play. Of course, so it's not even on Stitcher right now?
No, not yet. I have to switch it to Stitcher. I keep forgetting to do that. Apple was just giving me a headache, but that's Apple.
Well, Stitcher is where I usually listen to it if I Stitcher's where I usually go listen to it, so you got to get it fixed pretty quick.
Yeah, I will. I'll probably do it today.
Okay.
I listened to the show last night.
So listen to us Friday nights on the regular Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This upcoming Friday, we're going to have a big one. We're going to be doing our top 10 countdown of the top 10 most underrated wrestlers of all time. We got polls going on in a couple of different groups. It's going to be a fun episode because each one of us probably not Clinton, because I don't even know if you're going to be on the show Friday or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry, guys. That's okay. So we'll all have our own top 10 list, but we're also doing a thing. We're going to have you, we're going to have our listeners, you guys, vote on the polls, vote on a poll as well. I got a couple of polls out there. I mean, it's basically the same poll with different people in the same group because I hit the freaking button too many times because it wouldn't upload right away. So I hit the button three times and I got three different. It's a mess. I'm technologically stupid. But we got that going on. So we got that. And then, of course, right now, for the Wednesday Night Wars podcast, which can be listened to on Sundays, we have a deal going on where the five of us, Eric, myself, Clintus, Daniel, and Brett, our other two co-hosts, have a fantasy wrestling thing going on. We did our draft yesterday on the Wednesday Night Wars podcast, so we're going to be kind of
busy.
So we're going to be kind of recapping that over the next several weeks, and of course doing our regular
podcast.
Show. Our regular podcast. So, with that being said, mainly because I don't like anybody else to plug them, so.
Okay.
All right, let's get rolling here.
All right.
Yep. So, Clint, what were your overall thoughts on the game?
Oh, man. Shanahan, man. You will think that the person that blew the 25-point lead in Super Bowl 51 will learn his lesson and run the ball. I was giving up all hopes. And once I saw the 20-10, I figured the 49ers had an excellent running game. What made them stop running the ball? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because they had them beat.
Yeah, I don't know why they went away from the run, especially in the first half where they could have took the lead before halftime and they were running out of the clock. They were being too conservative. But.
And what's it
even
you,
Doug?
I think, yeah.
I'm sorry,
I mean,
Clint.
I thought – or go ahead, Clint. You first.
Yeah. No, I was saying it wasn't even that. I think it was the George Kittle play. I think when the Chiefs were trying to run the ball, they were planning on running the clock out, and it seemed like they was ready to go in for settle for the 10-all tie. But it was wasn't for that pass interference when George Kittle thrown into right before halftime that they hit.
Yeah, that killed the momentum right there.
How the hell did it kill momentum? They were tied 10-all. that's not momentum. They had a 20-10 lead. How can that kill momentum when San Francisco scored 10 more points in the second half? I mean, I saw that too. I saw that that's what people are blaming it on, that offensive pass interference. Bullshit. All right.
Oh no, it wasn't.
They didn't lead. They didn't lead 20-10 at half.
No,
it was tied. So anybody that wants to blame Kittle's pass interference is just looking for excuses. The deal is that San Francisco's defense just got tired at the end. They couldn't stop Mahomes because Mahomes found his groove.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't blame Kittle for this. You're a moron if you blame Kittle.
I'm not blaming,
I'm not blaming Kittle for that.
I'm just saying. That sounded like where you guys
that's
were.
The play. Oh, no. I was saying the pass interference. Name of the play, what happened? I wasn't blaming Kittle
for
nothing.
It was,
no,
it was,
I wasn't.
Yeah,
I
mean, yes, it was pass interference, and yes, they could have had – they probably could have had another, like, 3 points or 7 points or whatever.
No, I wasn't 3 point going on. That was just a play I was trying to get to. Hence, it was just George Kittle. I agree with the call. The call was right. I'm not blaming Kittle. I was
no. I mean, the call.
Don't
I mean,
it wrong,
was
man.
Stupid for him to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he
actually
had his head up his ass.
If you go back and watch it, I did rewatch it replay of the Super Bowl. Not more, but if you did watch it in the fourth quarter, they wore two face masks non-call in the fourth quarter.
Right, but I mean, we got to look at it like this: San Francisco had their opportunity, the defense got tired, which I didn't think was going to happen. I thought the defense was gonna rule
strong.
This game.
Hold strong. Yeah.
All right. I thought the defense was going to rule this game. It didn't happen.
No.
Right, and it is unfortunate for San Francisco. They had the opportunity to tie the record for the most Super Bowl trophies. They couldn't get the job done.
Somebody had to lose. So.
But Kansas City won a great game. I mean, it's probably – I've seen some great Super Bowls. I've been alive long enough to have the privilege to do so, as have you guys.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if I call this the greatest Super Bowl I've watched, because there's a few more that I've liked better. But this definitely is in my top five because I like both teams. And the game didn't suck.
Nope, it didn't.
I mean, if you look at Denver and Carolina, you know, the last Super Bowl that was played that didn't involve New England, it was a defensive game. A lot of people don't like defensive games. I personally don't have an issue with it. I mean, I personally don't have an issue with it. As long as it doesn't put me to sleep and I'm sleeping on a couch next to Eric, I'm fine. last year's Super Bowl blew. Not just because the Patriots were in it, but because it was such a boring game. And yet, Eric and I fell asleep on the couch. So it was just, you know, but the game last night was great. I was not bored at all whatsoever.
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't either. That was kind of really something, man. I mean, to tell you the truth, I saw a lot of memes about the play calling from both sides. I saw one I really enjoyed, I wish I could have seen, was people was asking, was this really Andy Reid coaching? And someone responded, no, and pulled Andy Reid's Doug Peterson's face off because he was actually going for it on fourth down. That's not an Andy Reid type of move, type to do. To go for it on fourth down the way he did.
Well, Andy Reid is a conservative play caller. Andy Reid really doesn't like to take risks.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, people can argue that's why he hasn't been able to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, I agree with him.
But it worked last night. Mahomes worked his ass off. The guy that I think should have won the MVP last night, I mean, and I don't have issue with Mahomes winning it, I mean, mainly because I don't want to piss my aunt off. But I don't have an issue with Mahomes winning it, but I think the guy that should have won MVP last night should have been Damian Williams.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying he should have won. I mean, if anything, they both deserved it. So
can't have codes. I mean, almost say, yeah, they may as well put in a work for it.
Right. So, I mean, Damian Williams, San Francisco's defense could not stop Damian Williams last night.
No, they couldn't.
And they really couldn't stop Mahomes either. Yes, Mahomes had the two interceptions, but you know, right when Troy Aikman said he's not playing his best game, that's when Mahomes was just like, okay, you want to see my best game? Here you go.
Yep.
And he gave it to him, and they won.
Exactly.
And now Kansas City wins their second Super Bowl trophy. Yes, it's the first one in 50 years. But you got to look at it like this. Patrick Mahomes is good enough. This is only his second full season as a starter, guys. provided he does not get hurt, provided there's no like career-threatening injury or anything like that, he will be back to the Super Bowl.
It might be a start of a new dynasty. I mean, sorry to say, to all those Patriots fans out there, the Patriots are done. I mean, Buffalo is going to give New England a run for the money next year, I think. I think it's going to be between those two teams. If Tom Brady stays in New England.
I think you would have to throw, because I think a lot of it, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think a lot of it has to do with coaching, too. Buffalo has a great coach in Sean McDermott. They have a great coaching staff. And, I don't think anybody can ever out-coach Belichick. But, I mean, you would almost have to throw, Miami, as long as Miami drafts well, Miami can have a good team next year. You know, they can compete. The Jets have a great quarterback in Sam Darnold. The problem is that Le'Veon Bell just isn't as good as he once was.
Le'Veon Bell just went to the Jets for the money. That's what he really went for. If you and me would actually think that, looking at the Jets situation and an all-star running back and Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets, we're going to win them a Super Bowl, you had to be crazy.
Well, here's the thing. When that first happened, when they signed him, when I saw that they signed him, like I said to Daniel, I said, this isn't going to work. I go, he had it good in Pittsburgh. All right. Because the thing is that they were lenient with him. Le'Veon Bell's problem has always been he gets himself in trouble. He got suspended for drugs before, right?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's why he sat out the season, because he wanted his money. Which, you don't get me wrong, I don't understand. If you want your money, you want your money, and you want to do what you got to do to get your money. But if you're looking for a team to win a championship on, and you realize, okay, Pittsburgh is not going to give you the money to pay you to be the starting running back that you deserve to be, and you're looking for a team to actually find, of all places, I would never pick the Jets to win.
No.
No, I wouldn't either. But, I mean, I do agree with you, Clint, that Buffalo is going to be on their way up there. Like, they're going to compete for the AFC East with the Patriots. But, you know, you talk about dynasties. Kansas City could be the new dynasty. I mean, it's either going to be they're going to be the dynasty for this decade, or, and here's a thought, and this is just because, you know, they're a young team, and their quarterback is good. He just had unfortunately, not all rookie seasons turn out great, but Arizona. I mean, I know I've talked shit about Kyler Murray before, but he's really not that bad. The problem is that he doesn't play four quarters.
I'm not feeling Arizona as a playoff contender team. I mean, out there, give me a winning season, maybe, but with San Fran and San Francisco up there, I don't think Arizona's going to be enough to compete for it, especially with Seattle and L.A.
Well, the NFC West, in my opinion, best division in football. It was this year, anyway.
I mean, if you look at it this way, if you break it to division around, I would think if you were getting a team that attack match up well against each other, I would think the NFC West and the NFC East. You're always going to have a bargain. competition game like that, to the point that those teams are not going to, if they go compete well against each other through those eight games in the within the division, I don't see neither one of them getting a playoff bye because of that. I look at those teams as three or four teams. That's how good the NFC East and the NFC West is. They will beat up on each other.
Right. But, yeah, but, I mean, you look at it, you know, you go through the dynasties over the years, and we'll start back in the 70s. The 70s were the Steelers' decade. The 80s obviously belonged to the 49ers. The 90s belonged to Dallas, even though they only won fucking three of them. 2000, basically the last 20 years have belonged to the Patriots.
Yep.
It's time for somebody else to take over. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, I think, are that team.
I say if Philly get their cards together right and foul all these injury-prone players, I'll throw Philly in there. That can be a dynasty, too.
All right, guys, I got to hang up. I'll call right back.
Okay. But as Doug was saying, but yeah, I'll throw Philly in as a dynasty worth playing for Chip as well. I mean, Philadelphia is not is missing just a couple pieces. Free agency is going to be really see how they attack free agency in the draft, especially in the draft.
Exactly.
There'll be some star wide receivers out there that they cannot leave on a board to get other so-called wide receivers. I mean, Metcalf was right there on the board. And you take Whiteside of him, but Metcalf is saying something.
All right, guys, I'm back.
All right.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Sharon forgot I was doing a podcast.
Oh. She was calling you?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that if Carson Wentz stays healthy next year, I think the Eagles should get back to the Super Bowl. I mean, they have to get the right pieces, obviously. We need a wide receiver. We need cornerbacks. But the Eagles are going to be one of the favorites next year again. You got the Rams still. You got Packers. You got Minnesota.
You can't sleep on Seattle. You can't sleep on
Seattle.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. And I hate to say it, but Dallas could be – I mean, they have a new coach now, so Mike McCarthy, he has something to prove. So,
right. Yeah, and that's why I think the NFC East and the NFC West are going to be two teams that beat up on each other really hard next year because of the coaching tree of minus the Giants. I'm sorry. Joe Judge, the Giants are a joke. I can't see that actually happening, working out real well. The coaching tree minus the Giants. I'm sorry. I just have no respect. I see nothing they saw in Joe Judge.
There was a stupid hire, but I'm interested. I think the Giants are going to be very entertaining to watch next season. I can't fucking wait. Because they got a new coach, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new quarterback.
Well, Clapper.
You know, Saquon Barkley. I mean, we know how good he is, but unfortunately, he couldn't carry the whole team.
Yeah.
So they just, I mean, they are going to be. I mean, it could very well be a train wreck, like you're saying. But it's going to be a fun train wreck to watch.
And very well,
just like I'm very much interested, and I think it's going to be fun to watch
what happens with Ron Rivera and the Redskins.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a three-team. I think it's really between, if you look at it, too, and maybe Arizona, but it's going to be a three-team race for those division titles next year in the NFC East and in the NFC West. 49ers, L.A., and San Fran in the West, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys in the East.
Yeah. I can see that.
Right. But, you know, you throw switch it over to the AFC side real quick. I mean, we talk about the Chiefs could be the next dynasty. What about a team like – I mean, I personally think that the best division in the AFC or the most competitive division this year was the AFC South.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Even though I think – two of the head coaches should be gone. All right, and that's Houston's coach, Bill O'Brien, and the Jaguars coach, Doug Marrone. I think they should, you know, take a hike. But that's a very competitive division. I think – I mean, I personally thought that Indianapolis was going to be the team to beat this year because if Andrew Luck could have stayed healthy and not retired, they would have made the run.
Oh, I believe that.
Okay.
I totally agree, because right before we made our picks, I think Andrew Luck retired that night when we made our picks on the West. And I actually did say that the South was going to be within a game of each other, all within a game of each other.
Right. And because you look at those teams, and those are teams that, like, all right, you're going to think, okay, well, every one of these teams – you know, if any of these teams make the playoffs, they're going to be out wild card weekend. They weren't. The Titans and the Texans advanced.
Exactly.
Now, the Texans blew it in the divisional round, but the Titans proved that they can stick around. I don't know what's going to happen with Ryan Tannehill. I personally think Ryan Tannehill should stay in Tennessee, and they should. Yeah,
you
pay
that
man.
And get rid of, you pay that man, and you get, and you sign him, and you trade. What's his face?
Mariota. All right, you get rid of him. You take him. Have him quarterback the. Send him to Tampa. There you go. Send him to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Or Jacksonville.
No, Jacksonville's going to ride the train with this Minshew. Well, I don't know if he's going to ride. I don't know if they're going to ride the train with Minshew, but it's going to be Foles and Minshew competing for the starting job.
Yeah, that's true. I think Foles has something to prove, and I think Minshew is the favorite to win the job, but Foles. It's going to be competing for that. So.
Yeah, but Foles has something that not a lot of guys have. Foles has a Super Bowl MVP. And here's the thing. I'm sure some people would probably call it a fluke that he won the Super Bowl MVP, that, like, you know, it should have been Carson Wentz's trophy to win, but Carson Wentz went down. Well, guess what? Foles won it. Nobody thought they had a fucking prayer. I mean, going against the Patriots, I thought they were screwed.
Oh, yeah.
But they proved,
yeah.
I think nobody
but Foles
did.
Proved
no,
a lot
nobody
of people
gave
wrong.
The Eagles a shot that year. Nobody gave the Eagles a shot, especially the whole NFL. I mean, going into that year, championship weekend, if you know, I'm not sure if you two saw it, but the Super Bowl flyer came out, which was the Minnesota and New England.
Yeah, I remember. You actually brought that up to me, I remember.
Yeah.
Because I remember you bringing that up to me, and I'm thinking, I'm just like, okay, I go, this is now the time for these two teams, and I'm talking about the Jaguars and the –
the Jaguars and the Eagles to go, okay, fuck you guys, we're competing.
Yeah.
All right. That's what they had to do. And, I mean, Jacksonville almost won that AFC Championship game.
They did it for a quarter. I mean, not a quarter, for a half.
Yeah.
And then they ran out of gas. Same thing.
Right, which unfortunately that's what happens. I mean, the playoffs, I mean, this year's playoffs are a prime example of, you know, you could play for a half, but guess what? You still have to show up in the second half. It happened to Buffalo.
Yep.
It happened to Houston. It happened to Tennessee.
It happened to San Francisco.
Happened to San Francisco last night.
And you know what? Three of those teams, Kansas City, was in the hands of Kansas City. Kansas City was down double digits in each of those games, and they came back in each of those games.
That just shows you how good of a team Kansas City is.
Yeah. And how well coached they are.
And I did tell you guys last week that they couldn't, San Fran cannot survive a shootout. Against Kansas City. Settling for field goals wasn't going to cut it, and that's exactly what happened. They settled for field goals. Kansas City got touchdowns.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but with Bill O'Brien, I think he got promoted to GM, too.
Yeah, I saw that at the beginning of the season.
Oh, I thought it was recently. That's what I mean.
No, it was at the beginning of the season when their general manager got fired. And actually just let Bill O'Brien kind of take – I mean, they made it official that he is now officially the general manager.
Okay, that's what I mean.
I mean, it's official that he's the general manager now, but he But, I mean, it was just supposed to be an interim thing. Go ahead, Eric.
I was going to say, that tells me that they're not going to let Bill O'Brien go anytime soon. What were you going to say, Doug?
No. I was just saying, I'm looking at the draft order right now for round one of this year's upcoming draft. And the Miami Dolphins have 3 picks in the first round.
Oh, that's right, because they got one from Pittsburgh, their own, and what was the other one?
And Houston's.
Houston. Wow.
All right, they have 3 picks in round one, so they can – I'm not saying they're going to compete. I'm not saying that they're going to win the division, but I do think if they draft correctly, we could be talking about them as a contending team.
That would be good news for our buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that boob.
So let's continue talking about do a little season recap here. So, overall, obviously, Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Now, could we see a rematch next year, you think?
No.
Or does San Francisco fall off a little bit? Like,
I will think San Francisco is going to wind up like the 49ers. What the Falcons did the following year. When they blew that lead. And then not only that, the Seahawks did the following year too.
And the Rams this year.
When it comes to this running the ball and playing with Richard Sherman, his coaches, do you see the look on everybody's faces? How they just stared a hole under Shanahan's out of his play calling?
Yeah.
especially Richard Sherman, had the exact same look. Gave Shanahan the same look he gave Carroll. The exact same look when he stopped running the ball.
Seattle. Right. I mean, I don't think we're going to get a rematch next year. I think, if anything, it's going to be I think San Francisco is going to make it to the playoffs, but I don't know. I don't think they're going to go far.
You think the Rams are going to be back?
No,
or
I'm
Seattle.
I think it's going to be Seattle. I think Seattle right now, Seattle's got one of the best coaches in the league.
That is true.
I agree with that, yeah. I think they're the best coach in the division, probably in the NFC. Maybe.
Right. Well, I mean, I would say that he's up there as like top five head coaches in the entire league.
Okay, let's do that. What are your top five, Doug?
My top five?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I would at number five, even though he won Coach of the Year, I would put him at number five, and I would put John Harbaugh.
I like that.
Really?
I would put him at number five. At number four, I would put, and I know he didn't make the playoffs, but he had a shitload to deal with, and he almost pulled it off, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Okay. I would put him at number four. At number three, I would put number three might surprise you, but number three won't surprise you. But number three, I would put Sean Payton.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I think he's a good coach. I think he had he has three quarterbacks on the roster, and none of them suck.
Yeah.
So, and I thought they were going to be in panic mode when Drew Brees went down, but they weren't.
Yeah.
They even got better.
They got better.
Okay.
That defense guy was the one that carried them when Drew Brees was out.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, number two, and this is really close, but number two, I would put Andy Reid. Even though they won the Super Bowl last night, I would put him at number two, and I would put Pete Carroll at number one.
I'm really surprised he did not put Bill Belichick on that list.
Well, if I did like a top ten, Belichick would be like six or seven.
Yeah. All right. If I had to pick, I would change someone on the list.
Okay.
Tomlin, I would put at number five, just because of what you said about he had to deal with, and he almost pulled it off. But if he had a quarterback, the Steelers would have made the playoffs. We would not be talking about Tennessee. The Steelers would have made the playoffs if he had a quarterback.
Duck Hodges had one bad game. And that was, unfortunately, that was against – well, that was the start of the bad games, because when they lost to Buffalo and then they lost to Pittsburgh the next week.
Yeah.
Or not to Pittsburgh, to the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just the crumble in the mountains right there. That's
yeah.
What I said. This is a quarterback shuffle.
I think that
– yeah, I was a quarterback – I don't think we would have been talking about Derrick Henry and all his accolades of this year. Because.
Yeah.
So I will put Mike Tomlin at number five. I would say Sean Payton, number four. Matt LaFleur, what he did with the Green Bay Packers, make turning them around. That's number three. Who would I put? Andy Reid will still his name number two, and then Coach of the Year, I will put as number one.
All right, so you would put Harbaugh uh-huh. number one.
Yeah, I'm number one.
I mean, that's fair.
Okay. My number five would be Mike Vrabel. What's his name? Mike. No,
Mike
Vrabel.
Coach. Yeah, Vrabel. Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
You almost had it.
Thank you. Number four, I'll put Mike Tom. I'll put Sean McDermott.
The Bills coach.
I like what he did with, I like what he did with the Bills. I think they're a couple players away. Number
They got a draft. See, the problem is the Bills can't draft a wide receiver. They've never been able to do it.
Yeah.
They've never been able to draft a decent wide. They've drafted decent wide receivers that have done good on other teams.
That's the same with the Eagles.
Yeah. But if they can draft a good wide receiver, then they'll be fine.
Yep. Number three, I'm going to say Pete Carroll. Number two, I'll say John Harbaugh. Number one, I'll say Andy Reid.
All right. And who'd you put at number five again?
Mike Vrabel.
Okay.
And the only reason I don't put Sean Payton there is because they haven't got to that. They've been great in the regular season, but he hasn't been great in the postseason lately.
So. Well. I mean, and also, too, I mean, I obviously I'm alone on the Pete Carroll bandwagon, but.
I put him number three. I mean, we all had him in top three, didn't we?
Yeah. No, I don't even think Clint's put him on his list.
Oh.
What?
Pete Carroll.
You didn't put Pete Carroll on your list, right?
Yeah, I'll put Carroll. No, I didn't.
Because he had Andy Reid number two.
Yeah. No, I didn't put Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll would have been a number six or seven.
Right.
Let me ask you, what was your the best game of the season this year? If you had to choose.
49ers in the season, 49ers and New Orleans. That wasn't like
it. That game was really good, but I'd almost have to say it's a toss up between that and Monday night week one with the Saints and the Texans.
Yeah. See, that was a great game too. I would probably say the Ravens and yeah, the Ravens and 49ers. I thought that was a good game, too. That would have been a good year. Even Kansas City and Tennessee Titans, the first game in Tennessee. That was a really good game.
Right.
So what are your final thoughts on the season, Doug? We'll do our final thoughts.
I thought it was a really good season, and I personally thought that it was
probably one of those deals that you know, it was refreshing to not have to talk about New England in the Super Bowl. Kansas City earned the right to call themselves Super Bowl 54 champions. San Francisco will be back, but I don't think it'll be next year. Because I think, like I said, even in their division, you cannot sleep on Seattle because Russell Wilson still has a lot more to prove. Once you get that, because Russell Wilson's been to two Super Bowls. Okay,
back to back.
He's been to two Super Bowls back to back. Once you get there, you try like hell, especially after the way they lost that second Super Bowl. You try like hell to get back. And they will be back because Russell Wilson isn't even – I don't even think he's 30 yet, is he?
No. He's still a young cat.
So
he's just missing that piece. He's just missing that one piece.
I mean, if their running backs had not gotten hurt, you know, week 16 or whenever it was, and they didn't have to count on President Trump's speechwriter Marshawn Lynch to to carry the load.
President Trump. Speaking of Trump's speechwriter.
Oh boy.
Did she not see his tweet he sent out last night?
I did. Yes.
Did she not see his tweet he sent out last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh man.
He said, go ahead, Glenn, what do you tell him?
He called this, it was a great congratulated the Chiefs of winning and said that Kansas City is in the state of Kansas, not in Missouri.
Well, there is a Kansas City in Kansas. It's just not where they play.
Yeah, that's
exactly
what I'm saying, though. He said it's
now,
great.
He said this or his speechwriter said it?
I mean,
He tweeted it last night.
Well, what do you guys expect? I mean, he went to the fourth grade five times.
Yeah, but this is what America's come to is that people support the hell out of this man and don't see the dumbness of what they're getting into.
Well, here's the thing. I really don't think he's going to be the president after this year, obviously, with the re-elections. He's not going to get re-elected, I don't think. But here's the funny thing. And I've said this, Eric, I've even said this to you, and I actually said this to you when he got elected as president because you flipped the fuck out. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Because you flipped the fuck out, and then when I was trying to joke about it, you said, this is not a laughing matter. And I just looked at you and said, fuck off. I'm going to joke about it anyway. Pussy.
I was soft back then. It's 5 years ago. Cut me a break. And I was joking.
Yeah. But, like, when he got elected, I really don't think he thought he was going to win the election.
Yeah, I don't think he did either.
Because, I mean, he probably ran as a joke.
Yeah, I think that was
He ran as a joke, and then when it got to be the point where it's like him versus Hillary, he's like, what if I win this fucking thing? Now what do I do?
So he did. He totally ran America. And the whole call, make America great again. I think that's one of the buildings.
But that's my stance on it. And again, I'm not much into politics because I really don't care. But yeah, I mean, people can bitch and complain and moan about him all they want. But remember, America, you voted for this moron.
Very true.
Very true.
So,
and now
you voted for somebody that probably did not want the job.
That's probably true, too. Now,
I mean, one more thing, though. He probably only accepted the job because he probably owes alimony to so many ex-wives that he probably figured if he became president, he could somehow get rid of all of them. This guy's been married to more women than Ric Flair.
Yeah, I know, right? That's one thing that those two have in common. Clint, were you done your final thoughts on Doug? What are your final thoughts, Clint, for the season?
I mean, we had some great games. I mean, good games, some good letdowns, high expectations, low expectations, surprises. So overall, it was a good season. I mean, everything's going to be held on the referees, calling games, not calling, missed calls, calls being called that were not supposed to. We're going to have that every year. So you have to live through it, fight through it, and just move on. Enjoy what we had. It was nice seeing the Patriots get eliminated, not have to worry about a Patriots built another Tom Brady run throughout the playoffs this year. So I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I know Doug enjoyed it.
And I still think that, you know, coming up in March, free agency starts. We are going to have the wildest free agency as far as quarterbacks go that we've had in a long time. Well, at least in the last couple of years.
Yeah, because the rumors are starting
about
Tom Brady.
The last free agency involving quarterbacks had to do, I think, just a couple of years ago, right? Bridgewater and Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins and all those guys. And, of course, that's when Buffalo really needed a quarterback, and they got that A.J. McCarron. Of course, they drafted Josh Allen, so it really didn't make a difference. But
yeah, and he took over the job that year, right? Yeah. No, last year, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, here's the funny thing. Buffalo is a very cheap city. So, basically, they could have had their pick. They could have had Bridgewater. They could have had Case Keenum. They could have had, whoever else, because there was a few good options. They could have had Kirk Cousins if they wanted, but Buffalo doesn't like to pay. Buffalo doesn't like to pay for anything.
Just in general, or the Buffalo Bills?
Well, Buffalo sports teams, to be honest with you.
No, that's true. They are a small market team.
But when but Sean McDermott has proven that he is a quality coach.
I'd pick him number four.
That's what you probably need, though. You need a coach that can prove himself to make a market team, a bigger market team. That will entice other players and want to come play for you.
Right.
Yeah, look at Andy Reid did in Kansas City.
Right, and I think Sean McDermott's going to do the same thing in Buffalo because now, Buffalo, they finished 10-6. And they made it to the playoffs. Yeah, they choked in the game against Houston. But they're going to prove – they're going to make Antonio Brown look like an ass for saying that I'm not freezing my ass off to go 5-11.
Well, Antonio Brown doesn't have to worry about that.
My answer to that would be, all right, Mr. Brown, I mean, you're not even playing anywhere right now because you couldn't help but come on the back of your personal trainer.
Wow. Hey, he apologized yesterday.
He apologized to everybody. And Holt said he can come play football again.
He probably ran out of money.
Well, my overall thoughts in the season, it was a great season. It was a good season. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of heartache. As an Eagles fan, Clintus knows.
A lot of surprises, a lot of not good surprises.
But it ended well because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, not the Patriots. Patriots got eliminated in the first round. Yay. And hopefully Tom Brady doesn't go back to New England. New England can fold into the sunset. And we can never hear about them again. On to 2020 in the free agency. Now, let's talk a little bit about the SFL. So, Cliff, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to have a lot of misreactions to this because part of me, because I did follow the SFL in 2001, the very first season of the SFL. So I have a lot of misreactions.
Yeah.
Compared to what it is now, what it's going to be now, what it was back then, I think it is great to see Vince McMahon learn from his see that Vince McMahon actually learned from his mistakes, because when the SFL first originated, he only gave himself a year. He said in 2000 he wanted to compete with the NFL and gave himself a year to put a market, put teams together and make a 10-week season and change just a few rules and make it work and try to bring wrestling into football. And it worked the first week. I mean, it was kind of interesting, but then you realize the foolishness of trying to have wrestling announcers call a football game. It did not work.
No, it didn't.
Well, let me just kind of interject there for a second. I mean, it could. I understand though why Jim Ross got, because I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but Jim Ross.
No.
Back when he worked for WCW, Jim Ross was the radio announcer for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it wasn't that. I mean, if you saw, I like Jim Ross and Jesse Body Victor, but when you put the Monday Night Crew, when they started having Jim Ross and the King call games together, that was totally wrong. I mean, because you had the King, and it's still not football form, because the King knows nothing about football. King should never have been part of the commentating team, period. King was
He's a Cleveland Browns fan. Of course he knows nothing about football.
He's a Cleveland Browns fan.
The cheerleaders. Now,
I'm looking at the list, because I got my guide up here. I'm looking at the list of games that are going to happen, you know, this upcoming weekend. And some of these team names I actually like. We got the Seattle Dragons going to take on the D.C. Defenders. We got the Los Angeles Wildcats. They're going to travel to Houston to take on the Houston Roughnecks. Then, let's see, that's Saturday's games. Because there's only 8 teams in the league, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I kind of like that, though, too, that, like, they're not going overboard. Because that Alliance of American Football, they had, like, 10 or 12 teams, right? Or did they only have 8?
I think so.
I think they have 8. I think they only had 8.
They kind of came out like out of nowhere. At least Vince McMahon has had time to prepare for this. But now,
yeah, like what, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
No,
Sunday's games are going to be the Tampa Bay Vipers
taking on the New York Guardians. And then the St. Louis Battlehawks are going to take on the Dallas Renegades.
Yeah, I kind of like St. Louis Battlehawks. I like their logo.
Yeah, but everybody's saying this year Dallas is going to be the team to beat because of Landry Jones. I think that's what he's playing for.
Yeah, and the head coach is Bob Stoops, former Oklahoma coach. I think Dallas is the favorite. Now, do you guys think this can last? Oh, go ahead, Doug. Sorry.
I think they're going to go one season. They're at least going to last this whole season. I think that they're at least going to do this whole season. It's not going to be like what happened with the Alliance of American Football. I mean, they're not going to hold mid-season. I think they're going to make this up. I mean, you never know. I would like to see him last because I love football. So,
more
football is good with me. Here's the funny thing, though. Does anybody else find it odd that they named the Tampa Bay team after Randy Orton?
After Randy Orton.
Yeah.
No, I loved it. I said that was my team that I picked. That was the team I'm on roll with this year. What's the Vikings?
To be honest with you, Clintus, I'm jumping on the bandwagon, too. I'm jumping on the bandwagon, because I'm an Orton fan. So I'm either going to root for them or I'm going to root for the Seattle Dragons.
Well, I wanted to get the jerseys too, but I'm like, oh man, I'm not sure I'm gonna walk around with a lime green jersey on all year, all season long.
I actually thought about Tampa Bay too. I bet Randy Orton's saying, "Wait, why couldn't you name the St. Louis team Vipers? Because he's from St. Louis."
Nah.
Would that be too obvious?
Nah,
I think it would be
like
too
Tampa
obvious,
Bay,
but I mean, I like Tampa Bay. I mean, obviously, provided I get a chance to, I'm gonna check out the XFL hopefully this weekend, and we'll see, how it goes. But
I am planning on taping all the games this year on my DVR. I'm coming home and watching them. That's one thing I am planning on doing is taping them all and watching them. I am looking forward to all the games to see because technically these are all players who are coming out of college. So this is not only a startup league. This is actually players coming out who did not make the NFL cut, who went to the XFL. And then some two-year players from the NFL did join up too.
Landry Jones is probably the biggest name.
Landry Jones being the biggest because of what he did with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Before Ben Roethlisberger.
Exactly. And then Bob Stoops is the biggest head coach name in the league too.
But being a fan of the XFL back, because I think I was the only one that actually watched every game and still had the DVD of the 2001 season, I'm kind of interested because I think they tried what the XFL did wrong. Everything started falling apart. No coin toss. They wanted people to battle it out. They wanted to bring wrestling and football, put it together, and bam, that's where the X came in. They should have just gone to the WFL because the wrestling was actually what we were trying to improvise, wrestling into football. They should have just
wrestling
called it
football.
That's exactly what they were trying to do.
But there's no coin toss in this one either. How are they
decide?
No,
they are doing coin tosses.
Okay. I thought I saw no
the
coin toss.
Yeah. No, that was the first. That's what happened in 01. They wanted to do a scramble of the ball in 01.
Oh.
They did a scramble of the ball.
Kind of like.
They had.
Kind of like rugby.
Yeah. They had the ball at the 32 players. Two players for each team lined up at the 50, and they ran and they scored a ball. And whoever gave possession had the right for that in overtime. That's how it went.
Oh, wow.
And that's when it happened, and then people started getting hurt. So, yeah. And then what really made it stupid was the. Well, really, no, this will really intrigue you. I think what we really wanted to make it stupid was the playoff matchups. Because you had the top two teams of each division. Now, here's the catcher. The wild card from the Western League had to play the Eastern Division champion. The wild card from the East had to play the
West
champion. The West champion.
Are they doing that this year, too?
No, they're not doing that this year. This year, East 1, East 2, West 1, and West 2. And then meet up in the championship.
So, yeah, it's only a two-week playoff, right?
Yeah.
It's a championship on a neutral field, or is it in the best record?
Right now, I'm guessing it's going to be at the best record. Best record. No neutral field.
No neutral field. Okay. Yeah. I guess that makes sense for now. Until they, if they get bigger. I'm intrigued. I hope. I really do hope for the best for this league. I know I've seen a lot of people shit on the league. I mean, they have the right to their opinion, but they're shitheads. I'm gonna give it a chance. It's like AEW. You have to give AEW a chance too. So it's like that.
There's nothing wrong with a new alternative to football. People love football. The thing is that it might take a little bit for this to catch on, but some of these names though, like I said, I'm intrigued. And, you know, I'm jumping – Clintus, I'm right there with you. I'm jumping on the bandwagon of the Vipers.
But
also
you.
The Seattle Dragons. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I know nothing about the players, mainly, so I can't say, well, I'm looking forward. But everything is just focused around – Dallas. I did watch some podcasts on the XFL. So I'm breaking down the schedules and all. And it's funny it's called. If you go on YouTube and check XFL chalk to they did break down the schedule, and then some of the playoffs. I did watch the schedule. Yeah, I'll send you a link. Yeah,
and if Doug wants it, maybe send it to him. Do you want one, Doug?
I'll send you a link. And if you guys want to watch it, you can watch it. Listen to it, watch it on YouTube. But yeah.
The championship is on April 26th.
Now, is anybody from the WWE going to have anything to do with this?
No, that's one thing that Vince McMahon did make clear, that it's a total different thing. He did not want nothing to do. He actually took out some of the part of his stock to make the XFL this year. And I think that's one thing he did learn from
him.
It's all on him. The WWE and the XFL, two different things. Two different things. Compared to what it was the first go around, it's two different things.
Right.
Vince is the only one from WWE that's in the league.
Cool.
Obviously. Yeah. Vince is the only one from the WWE that is involved in this.
Well,
I think,
that's,
yeah.
That's going to be a good thing.
That's a smart, yeah. I'm intrigued. I know you guys are intrigued. I'm intrigued to see what the how the rules play out. It's intriguing, so I'll be entertained by it. I'll be glued to the TV.
Yeah. Especially how
you guys have any.
Yeah.
NBC? No, it's not. Oh, it's only
yeah,
on
no, especially
Fox
on NBC. It. Yeah, no. Yeah, but especially
gonna,
how NBC
well, the
ran
games
into
this week, the games this weekend, guys, are going to be on Fox.
And
ABC
ESPN
and ESPN.
Yep. NBC has nothing to do with this, right?
Yeah. No, I was saying that NBC ran it through the ground. That's what happened. NBC actually ran it
so
into the ground.
this is Fox's baby now.
Yep, Fox and ESPN. Yep.
Yes, yeah.
So.
Yeah. You guys have any final thoughts before we head out?
All I'm going to do is just remind everybody that about the show that's going to come up this upcoming Friday, the top 10 most underrated wrestlers of all time. There's going to be poll. Eric, you're going to post a poll in two more groups, right?
Yeah, I shared it. I don't know if that would work. I shared a poll. I shared it in Frank's group. I don't know if that would actually work. Do you know if that works? Or do I have to redo it?
You might. I don't know if you have to redo it or not. Well, look it up and see if it's in there.
Okay.
Look it up and see if it's in there, and then if you have to post. See, I had a list of about 60 to 63 names, but it became too big, so I had to shave like a bunch of names off. That's why I said you can add options if you wanted to.
Yeah,
and,
I did that too.
So what happened, because what happened was, and that's why there's like three different versions of the same poll in the old school group, because I clicked on post so many times that, because I had actually, the only way I could get it to work was I actually had to schedule the post, so I couldn't post it right away. I had to schedule it for like a half hour after I made it up.
Okay. So some
and
people
then,
could have voted twice.
Huh?
I think some
I think
people voted twice.
Easier.
Yeah.
I think it, because I totally forgot how I set it up when I was doing my count now. I might be able to help you guys out if I look into it. But it might be an easier
okay.
way for you guys all of this to go right through
but,
in there when I was doing my count now earlier.
But, yeah, we got the – well, I got the polls up now, and a lot of people have already voted. So, we're good there. But, yeah, if you want to – Eric, if you put the poll up in other groups or whatever, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And then we just have to keep track of the – keep track of the votes because I actually got some help from some former wrestlers. I messaged them on Facebook and asked for more names.
Okay.
Of who they thought are the most underrated. And I got a couple of responses.
Oh, wow.
So, and, but one wrestler told me, no, I didn't message it. He's part of the poll. His name is on the poll.
I know. Yeah. I voted for him.
Yeah. I didn't ask
tell
him,
that
but
he,
I
he's on the poll.
But, yeah, one of the wrestlers I asked, he goes, there's too many to name. I said, tell me about it. I got 60 names I got to put down. He goes, well, leave it up to your listeners. I said, well, I'm putting a poll up now. Yeah, so we'll see what – it's going to be an interesting countdown. Now, the way it's going to work, like I said, even though we're having our fans and listeners vote on it – Eric, Daniel, and I, and whoever else decides to join us on the show, will have our own list. But the list, or but the fan voted list is basically going to be, it's going to be a list. But we're also going to go by that list. So we're each going to have our own top 10,
yep,
plus the top 10 that was voted on by everybody else.
Now, Clint, since you're not going to be on the show, you can vote on a poll, or unless you want to give us your top 10, your own top 10.
I'm going to try if I can, if my schedule permits and timing-wise, I'm going to try to join in.
Okay.
Or if I can get out for lunch, I might just call in, because you guys are probably going to start the show around, 9 o'clock or so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see, but knowing my schedule, that's kind of hard for me to do with my new position now, me being responsible, my new responsibility at my job.
Right.
Okay.
It's going to be hard for me to do.
Yeah, you understand. But if you can't, you can just message me your top 10 unless you vote.
Yeah, I'll probably just vote in time, because it's so hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, and this is going to be – the purpose of doing this countdown is basically just really get a debate going. Get a debate going, get – you know, because, you know, we're all going to have – we're not all going to have the same list.
No, I can't see that. That's one thing I wanted to do when I was doing my top 10, my countdown. I took Dashley Lee. It was like – I called it – basically on everybody's top 10 that just came together, and I just listed it all down at once.
But it's going to be it's going to be an interesting countdown, and I'm going to try to see too if I can maybe the wrestlers that I got to answer, maybe I can get them to give me a list. I mean, I'm going to try, but I doubt it.
Yeah, even maybe a top 5 from them.
We'll see. So, all right, I'm going to. Are we done?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Cleanup. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
As always.
You're welcome.
All right, and
we'll
next Monday, are we gonna do a recap next Monday of the XFL action?
I'm down for it. I'm gonna at least try to catch a game.
I'm down for it.
I'd love to see you again. Hear everybody's thoughts on it.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're not worried,
guys, I'm out.
If we're all free, then we're good.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Cool.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Peace.
Hey, you too.
Yep, you're welcome.
Later.
Later.
Peace out.